The Group 2 Coventry Stakes, being the 425 from Ascot, is the fourth race of the Royal Ascot Carnival. A total field of 15 two-year-olds is engaged for this 6-furlong Group 2 sprint. We feel there are 5 chances in this race out of the total field of 15. The best of those comes in the form of the Rahi colt Strong Suit, which is having its second career start here after winning at Newbury on the 14th of May. That day it knocked off the likes of Nebras, the Oasis Dream colt, back in second by a length and a quarter, with a big 6-length margin back further back to third to form Messina, and good margins also back to Straight Line in fourth and Major Conquest in fifth. The impressive thing about this win is the subsequent form through the beaten brigade, with numerous of those beaten runners coming out and winning in good quality races, suggesting the win of the Richard Hannon trained Strong Suit to be well above average. He should have no problems with this step up in class, and at 3.40 on Betfair, is the obvious top elect, but does look slight unders in the betting compared to a couple of the other major chances. The big value commodity and the second best runner in the race for us is the Invincible Spirit colt, Sheer Courage, who comes into this having its third career start after bolting up at Leicester by 10 lengths last start, defeating Residence and Spa. That day, Sheer Courage made all on the front end, and when shaken up 1 furlong from home, quickly put paid to the rest of the field, winning going away, extending the margin right to the line. So there's massive upside associated to that run. Also, being from the Richard Hannon yard, the form has to be respected, and currently at 16.0 on Betfair, he has been the medium of decent support early in betting, and coming in from the 20.0 mark, and his chances have to be respected, and he does look the value commodity in the race, going on the price of 16.0 currently available. We expect more money to come for him, and for us he will form our major pick at the price of 16.0. The third elect in the race for us is the Redoute's Choice colt Eltzahm, who has only started once at York, winning a very strong race. That day he only won by a length and a quarter, with a further 2 lengths back to third and another 2 1/4 lengths back to fourth. It's not the margin that impresses in that win, it's the way he went about his business. He was pressured on the front end that day and showed a very sharp turn of foot considering the pressure that was applied to him during the middle stages of the race, knuckling down as a good racehorse does and holding sway at the business end. Being by Redoute's Choice, which is a leading Australian two-year-old sire by Dane Hill out of a well-bred King Mambo mare, we feel he'll handle the pressure well here on the front end and will give them something to run down in deep stretch. Currently trading at 5.6 on Betfair, he represents much better value than Strong Suit, who is a 3.4 favourite and can be backed along with Sheer Courage for a result across the race. The next best horse in the race comes in the form of the Aidan O'Brien trained Dane Hill Dancer colt Samuel Morse. He's a winner 2 from 2 so far over in Ireland. His last start win at listed level over 5 furlongs was full of merit. There's good form references that come out of that race since, where he defeated Purple Glow by a neck. If he's up to the top 3 is another question though. The fifth elect in the race comes in the form of the Indisatchel colt, Galtymore Lad. Indisatchel, being a son of Dane Hill Dancer, is a horse that's likely to get good, fast two-year-old winners. Also from the Mick Shannon yard, who does look to have a stranglehold on the race. Also training the likes of Strong Suit and Sheer Courage. You'd have to think that this horse is in with a serious chance. After hitting a new level last start at Pontefract, winning over 6 furlongs by 4 lengths, defeating Clark Lane. But realistically, at the end of the day, the top 3 elects, being Strong Suit, Sheer Courage and Eltzahm, do look a level above the rest. The value commodities are Sheer Courage and Eltzahm. Strong Suit does have a major chance, but we're going to play the value here, putting Sheer Courage on top for first.